You are listening to Hovel Audio's production of The Release of the Spirit by Watchman Nee. This book is read by Lloyd James. This book is 112 pages long and is divided into 10 chapters. This recording was produced in 2005 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This book was originally published by Christian Fellowship Publishers, Incorporated as The Release of the Spirit by Watchman Nee. Copyright 2000 by Christian Fellowship Publishers, Incorporated, New York. All rights reserved. Recorded and distributed by permission of Christian Fellowship Publishers. Please visit hovelaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Preface. In reading this manuscript, we have been impressed with its vital message and the need to share it and make it known to all of the Lord's seekers, the ones who long to be channels for his life. One cannot read very far before sensing Watchman Nee's longing and prayer for the church to know the Lord in the fullest way. For this, he must find a minimum of hindrance in us so that he may be fully released through our regenerated spirit. Surely, this is an hour when the battleground is over the soul. The Lord is seeking to work from the inside, through the Spirit, regenerated by the new birth, whereas Satan is attempting to work from the outside, through the soul, made corrupt by the fall. Even in the believer, the self-hyphenated strengths of the outer man, the unbroken soul, have not yet been brought under the control of the Spirit. For this, Watchman Nee helps us to see that in order for his life-giving spirit to be released through the channel of the human spirit,